Dr. Christian Smith is a professor of sociology at the University of Notre Dame. He is the author of The Bible Made Impossible, What is a Person, and Souls in Transition. His latest book is entitled, How to Go from Being a Good Evangelical to a Committed Catholic in 95 Difficult Steps. Quite a title. With us this morning on the telephone is Dr. Christian Smith. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Interesting book, very interesting title. Let's talk about that. But before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Sure. I grew up not too far from you all outside of Philadelphia, and I was raised in a conservative Presbyterian background in the evangelical tradition. And went to evangelical colleges, eventually got my PhD at Harvard. I'm a sociologist and now working at the University of Notre Dame. And recently, about a year and a half ago, my wife and I and my daughters became Catholic.
So how did this book come about? I guess it's through your personal experiences?
Yes. I think there are a lot of evangelicals out there who are in the situation we were in for a long time, exploring Catholicism, feeling uneasy about the kind of Protestant faith we were raised in, but not really knowing much about Catholicism. So having gone through the whole process and for years, actually, and read and talked with people and sorted it out, I thought it would be good to have a resource to help other people in that position to try to think through some of the issues involved.
How common is the situation that you found yourself in, Dr. Smith, an evangelical who feels called or at least interested in learning more about the Catholic faith?
Yes, I don't have national statistics, but in recent years and decades, evangelicalism has become much more open to Catholicism, and there are, I think, sizable numbers, and a lot of people agree with this, of evangelicals who realize that Protestantism has real problems, that American evangelicalism has real problems, and they find themselves attracted to the teachings of the Catholic Church, to the historical tradition of the Church. And so I get emails from people who have read or are reading the book and saying, thank you so much. This I've been thinking about this and struggling with this, and this is extremely helpful. So even if there aren't huge percentages, there are so many evangelicals that even if a small percentage of them are considering Catholicism, it's still a large absolute number of people.
Mm-hmm. So obviously your target audience is the evangelical Protestants who are thinking about becoming Catholic. Are there other people that would benefit from reading your book?
Yeah, my primary audience are the evangelicals you just described. I've also been told by Catholics, long-time Catholics who have read the book, that it's incredibly encouraging to them that they themselves learn a lot about their own faith and that it's refreshing for them to hear. In the midst of a lot of bad news, it's refreshing for them to hear somebody from coming in from the outside saying, hey, you know, Catholicism makes tons of sense. This is a strong, you know, expression of Christianity. And so I think there's a secondary audience for this book, and that is Catholics who want to learn more about and be encouraged in their own faith.
And the you don't make it sound easy. Obviously, the title says 95 difficult steps. It's not an easy process.
No, it's a long and difficult process. And depending on how old you are, you may have been raised as a child to believe that Catholics aren't even Christians. So for many, it's a big hurdle to get over. And even for those who can do it, oftentimes have family and friends that simply cannot understand becoming Catholic. So most how-to books are five easy steps to something, and I'm trying to convey this is a big, long process. The number 95, by the way, is an allusion to Martin Luther's 95 theses he nailed on the doors of the Wittenberg, which allegedly started the Reformation.
Right. Now, you are very respectful of evangelicalism and Protestantism on all levels in your book. This is not a book that puts down anyone or any belief, correct?
That's right. I'm not attacking Protestantism or evangelicalism. I say at the very front how indebted I am and my family is to evangelicalism for so many things. And I also say, hey, if you're not interested in Catholicism, read a different book. This isn't for you. So I'm not trying to twist people's arms. It's really a resource for those who find themselves in the position where the book would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So you divide your book into three parts, essentially. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Well, I structure the book by saying, look, you can't just look at some bits of evidence and have your mind change. The becoming Catholic from being an evangelical entails what we call a paradigm revolution, like a whole different way of seeing things. Mm-hmm. And so I try to start off by saying, in the theory of paradigm revolutions, first you have what are called anomalies, things that just don't make sense, things that are glitchy, things that don't fit with how you are taught things are supposed to be. And then that they build up and increasingly motivate people to question where they are and motivate them to look into alternatives. And then the book shifts into, okay, if you have enough of these anomalies and you're interested in Catholicism, then I go on to explain, here are a bunch of things that you were taught wrongly about what the Catholic Church teaches, that you were misinformed, miseducated. And here are a number of ways to understand Catholic Church teachings that actually makes much more sense than how evangelicals are taught. I could tell you as a fact that evangelicals are misinformed about Catholicism, and tons of Catholics are also misinformed about evangelicalism. So partly it's an effort to just sort of clear the air and help people learn some facts rather than a lot of divisive pieces of misinformation.
Mm-hmm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Dr. Christian Smith, is a sociologist, sociology professor at the University of Notre Dame, and we're talking about his new book, How to Go from Being a Good Evangelical to a Committed Catholic in 95 Difficult Steps. It's published by Cascade Books. Highlight a few of these 95 steps for us, if you would, please.
Well, starting off early on, I think evangelicals who are thinking about Catholicism need to start thinking long and hard about Christian disunity. The Protestant Reformation introduced so much fragmentation and disagreement and eventually thousands and thousands of denominations, and that's just clearly unscriptural. It's clearly a violation of Christ's will for the Church. And so a simple one is thinking, why is it that my Protestant tradition has created so much fragmentation? And if I believe in sola scriptura, the Bible only, not a church, authoritative church teaching or magisterium, then why is it that when Protestants sit down and read the Bible, they come away thinking it teaches so many, many different things? That's an example of an anomaly where the Protestant theory just doesn't work. And you go from there through the 95, all the way at the far end, is sort of having to make sense of doctrines of Mary, papal infallibility, purgatory, a lot of doctrines that traditionally Protestants have choked on. I try to explain in the book, you know, here's really what the Catholic Church teaches. This is much more reasonable than you've been taught to believe. There's much more basis in scripture and historical tradition for this. So those are kind of examples. And then even practically, so if you want to become Catholic, what should you do? Who should you talk to? What is RCIA? Mm-hmm. How should you think about the priest abuse scandal and so on? So it goes from very general problems with evangelicalism all the way down to nuts and bolts of how do you join the church.
Mm-hmm. What has been some of the reaction you've received from the book so far? I know it's fairly new, but
Yeah, it's just come out. Some of the people that I've heard from, one person said, you've been reading my mail, like that this is exactly the process that they are going through or have gone through in becoming Catholic. Others who read pieces of the manuscript who I knew or knew somebody who knew were just in the process of becoming Catholic and said, thank you so much. This is so helpful resolving some of these issues that I didn't really understand. Again, it takes a lot of time and effort to really understand well what the Catholic Church teaches, especially if you've been taught the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so far, a lot of people have found it clarifying and helpful. We'll see if there's any negative reaction from the evangelical community as well.
What are some of the misconceptions that evangelicals have about Catholics?
Well, at the heart At the heart, they believe that Catholics believe you go to heaven because of good works that you perform, not because of the merits of Christ, which is clearly not what the Church teaches. All you have to do is sit down and read the Catechism. Of course, the Catholic Church teaches when you have faith, you should do good works. That's mm-hmm. what the Bible teaches. But so Protestants misunderstand Catholicism on the doctrine of justification. They think that Catholics worship Mary, they have statues like idols of Mary, and that only Christ or God should be worshipped, and that's a misunderstanding of different meanings of the word adoration and so on. Protestants certainly don't agree with the Church's teaching on the magisterium, that the Church is an authoritative teacher, and in the historical tradition is an authority in addition to Scripture. They're correct that that's what the Church teaches. I think they're wrong to think that that's wrong. That's not part of the Christian Church. Mm-hmm. Evangelicals also have big problems with Catholic teachings about the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption of Mary, the primacy of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, papal infallibility. Those are some of the traditional issues that people get hung up on.
Other than clearing up some of these misconceptions and explaining what the Catholic Church teaches and giving those evangelicals a pathway, are there other benefits that you want the reader to take away from the book?
Well, again, like I said, I think Catholics reading this book, who already are Catholic, could learn a lot about their own faith and be encouraged in that.
It's very reaffirming.
It's reaffirming, or this is what I've been told by a lot of people. And I also think more generally it would be good if American evangelicals and American Catholics understood each other better and were willing to cooperate more, even if evangelicals don't become Catholic. I think historically the divisions, the hostility between them has been a very bad thing, and especially as we move into the future, I think evangelicals and Catholics can work together on a lot of things that matter, even if they don't agree on everything theologically. Mm-hmm. And I hope this book contributes to that.
How can our listeners get a copy of the book?
Well, you can go online to Cascade Books and order it directly, or perhaps even easier, you can go to Amazon.com and just search for the title and order it directly. Or if you're not an internet savvy, you can go to the local bookstore and ask them to order it for you.
Dr. Smith, what are you working on now?
I have a big project called The Science of Generosity, which isn't related to evangelical or Catholic matters. It's about who is generous and why and how. I have another project on the nature of human personhood. It's a very abstract, theoretical project. And I also have a project called the National Study of Youth and Religion, which is studying the religious and spiritual lives of young people.
Wow, you keep pretty busy.
We have a lot going, yeah.
Those other projects, more related to your background as a sociologist.
Yeah, that's more sociological stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dr. Smith, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. The name of the book is How to Go from Being a Good Evangelical to a Committed Catholic in 95 Difficult Steps. The author is Christian Smith. Thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
You're welcome. Thank you.